Last Thursday, the 61st session of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights convened in Geneva to discuss human rights around the world. The United States, as it has for the past 6 years, put forth a resolution condemning Cuba's human rights record and demanding the right to send UN investigators into the country. The resolution was voted through by other member nations. But two things were different this year. For the first time, the United States was unable to get another member nation to present its resolution, leaving its commission delegate Lino Piedra alone on the front lines. This gave Cuban officials plenty to talk about as they held press conferences and issued releases discussing the hypocrisy of watching a country that they called the greatest and most persistent violator of human rights on the planet submit a resolution that calls for UN investigators to be allowed into Cuba.
Señor Presidente, Estados Unidos, el mayor y más contumaz violador de los derechos humanos en el mundo, nos acaba de presentar.
The Cuban delegate, Juan Antonio Fernandez, made a point of reminding the commission that the U.S. has yet to allow any U.N. investigators to look into allegations of human rights abuses in Guantanamo, Abu Ghraib, and other places. He asked why the U.S. could submit a resolution mandating that such investigators come into Cuba, but other countries couldn't do the same to the United States. So, in fact, Cuba did just that, submitting for the first time a resolution mandating that UN investigators be allowed into Guantanamo. As part of his impassioned 5-minute speech, Fernandez told the commission president that the credibility and prestige of the UN were more and more questionable every day. While outside of the meeting room, workers and some intellectuals around the world were lifting their voices to defend Cuba and to denounce the atrocious crimes being done by powerful countries. He told the room that, "We all know the real reason the U.S. is trying to stigmatize Cuba in this commission is because of our implacable defense of our independence and sovereignty and our decision to build our own path without accepting external influences."
Todos aquí sabemos que la causa real por la que se intenta estigmatizar a Cuba en esta comisión es su irreductible rebeldía contra el injusto orden imperialista. Por la defensa inclaudicable de nuestra independencia y soberanía y por la decisión de construir nuestro propio camino sin aceptar injerencias externas.
To Cuba's dismay, the United States comfortably defeated its resolution, 22 votes to 8, with 23 abstentions. The European Union states on the 53-state commission sided with the U.S. in rejecting Cuba's resolution. Dutch Ambassador Ian de Jong, speaking for the EU, said that the EU bloc saw no need for a separate investigation because the U.S. was already in discussions with the UN about allowing special rights investigators to visit Guantanamo. Canada abstained in the vote for a similar reason, but both Ottawa's delegate Ian Ferguson and de Jong said they hoped Washington would agree to the UN visits to Guantanamo very soon. America holds more than 500 alleged suspects in its declared war on terrorism at Guantanamo, with many detainees having been there for more than 3 years. Washington calls prisoners sent to Guantanamo enemy combatants and says they are not entitled to the rights accorded to prisoners of war under the Geneva Conventions. However, U.S. Delegate Piedra acknowledged to the commission in Geneva that Guantanamo raised issues that would be explored. Juan Antonio Fernandez called the European Union craven and servile, but he was not without support at the Geneva conference. His speech was greeted by loud applause from the entire room, and when it came time to vote on the U.S. resolution against Cuba, the China delegate spoke out in support of Havana.
The United States deserves a holiday. Mr. Chairman, the United States is a great country. Cuba is a great country too. We sincerely hope the two great neighbors can live in peace side by side. A defeat of the American resolution will create very good beginning for the rapprochement. China will vote against it. I hope the others will do the same as China does. Thank you.
Thanks, distinguished ambassador of China, for a statement. Now,
the day after the Human Rights Commission finished its 61st session on Friday, Amnesty International's representative criticized what he called the undue influence of the U.S. relationship with Cuba on the overall good work of the commission. He said the politicized relations between the two countries creates a negative influence at the commission, and much of its positive work had been overshadowed. He further noted that the session closed April 22nd without specifically addressing the atrocities occurring in any U.S.-run prison camp in Cuba, Iraq, or Afghanistan. Joanna Weschler of Human Rights Watch chided the international community for its timidity on holding the U.S. to account for torture and other atrocities in its facilities at Guantanamo Bay in Iraq and Afghanistan. She said the international community should not be shy about addressing the issue of the legality and treatment of detainees held by the U.S. In 2004, Cuba had presented a similar resolution about the Guantanamo detainees to a Human Rights Commission, but withdrew it when some European countries requested it do so. For Cuba in Focus, I'm Ginger Otis.